Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1. If you are able to go back in time to pre-Roman England, Wales, Scotland or Ireland, and you'd be able to witness a Iron Age village having a dance and celebration, and they were playing music, what instrument would they most likely use?
A.
A fiddle.
B.
A drum.
C.
Bagpipes.
D.
An accordion.
The answer is B.
A drum.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
If you went back in time to Iron Age, pre-Roman England, Wales, Scotland or Ireland, where the Celts used to live in huts with lots of mud on their faces, and basically they were hunter-gatherers at this point in time, no fixed form of agriculture had reached them, they wouldn't have had the technology to make bagpipes, an accordion, which is one of those bellows with the keys on either side, or a fiddle. In fact, they use the drum. Now, the thing is that this ancient music has survived in as folk music. Obviously, things have been added to it. But they used a drum, and it was a double-ended drum. So there was the front of the drum and the back of the drum, stretched with, obviously, I suppose, some sort of hide that you could hit. And they would tap both it. And this will provide the underlying rhythm for it. Now, the name of that drum is called a bodharan. Can't pronounce it. It would be in some sort of Celtic dialect. So that's the reason for the answer.
So for the question.
If you are able to go back in time to pre-Roman England, Wales, Scotland or Ireland, and you'd be able to witness a Iron Age village having a dance and celebration, and they were playing music, what instrument would they most likely use?
The answer is...
a drum.
Question 2.
What was the type of dance used to go with traditional Celtic folk music?
A.
A waltz.
B.
A polka.
C.
A reel.
D.
A jig.
The answer is D.
A jig.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Now, styles of dancing really corresponds to the sophistication and the quality of the music. So your waltz, which requires several instruments, and polka and reel, different styles of dancing, which would not have been possible with these for Celtics to do. So instead they played a jig, or they danced a jig. which is sort of closest thing we have to say to square dancing, where you've got an arbitrary number of men and women who come together. Now, it's important that jigs were what was danced on the first fleet coming to Australia. That was something that the common people knew and to do for exercise.
So for the question,
what was the type of dance used to go with traditional Celtic folk music?
The answer is
a jig.
Question 3.
Which country, England, Wales, Scotland, or Ireland, has the most energetic form of folk dancing?
A.
Ireland.
B.
Scotland.
C.
England.
D.
Wales.
The answer is A.
Ireland.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
All the traditional dancing had the following things in common with it. It was couple dancing, they were in square sets, or long sets, or circle dances, where they changed partners. But the English style, which had more instruments brought into it, had a slower tempo, and accentuating the downbeat of the drum associated with it, and used additional instruments called a melodeon, in addition to the traditional Celtic instruments. And this actually slowed the dance down and made a bit more stepping and a step and a hop. It was more smooth to go with the instruments, whereas in Ireland and Scotland, they had a livelier dancing style. They weren't constrained by the instruments, and so people were a bit more energetic. And the prize for the most lively goes to Ireland.
So for the question,
which country, England, Wales, Scotland, or Ireland, has the most energetic form of folk dancing?
The answer is
Ireland.
The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.